Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to Noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour 2 of 9 to Noon. That is John Kuhn. I am Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide just said to me during the break, I hate that I love sports. You chose the wrong profession, bro. You chose the wrong profession.
I could be so much happier.
I couldn't be happier because joining us right now, as you heard Big Voice Girl say, he covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He's that dude on that beat. He's Ryan Wood, and he joins us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, how are you this morning, my man? Do I have Ryan Wood? Oh, there he is. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
You know, I have one thing to say to Brandon.
What's that?
I'm a Mets fan. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Congratulations on Devin Williams, Woody. Enjoy that roller coaster.
I can't wait to miss the playoffs again. It'll be wonderful.
Can't wait to watch Devin Williams blow a save in September that'll cost you the playoffs. Woody, before we get into this week, and man, is it a big week. We've been talking about it the whole first hour. That game last week, biggest win of the Packers season or best win of the Packers season in your opinion?
Yeah, probably both. I mean, they did spank the Lions week one, and that was a pretty memorable game just because it was Micah Parsons' first. So if you want to say best, dominating the Lions in that fashion was pretty impressive. But being on the road in Thanksgiving, which is a primetime atmosphere, I mean, that's the same as being on the road at night. And they had four leads of double digits. They controlled throughout, led throughout. Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Woody, when you talk about what it means to play a tight game like that against a team that we all thought, and I still believe is playoff caliber, one of the better teams in the NFC. How bad did the Packers need that? I know they got it week one, but how bad did they need that at this point in time in the season?
You know, we talked about it last week on my way to the airport on Wednesday, going to Detroit. Both teams did. The Lions and Packers both badly needed to win that game. You look at the Lions now losing that game, and they're the same situation that the Packers would have been in. They're very much behind the eight ball in the NFC North. They're 7-5. Now they are in a position where they're hosting the Cowboys this week. They are scrapping and clawing for the playoff life. Everything that the Lions are right now this week is what the Packers would have been had they lost that game in Detroit. So without a question, I think that's what made this so impressive, is that you knew going in the environment, the halftime show that's going to fire everyone up on Thanksgiving for the second half, and you're getting your opponent's absolute best shot, because that was pretty close to a must-win game for the Lions. So for them to control it the way that they did, they had to take themselves as a team to a level that we haven't seen very often this year, although I think we all know does exist somewhere in there. Now the question, especially it starts this week against the Bears team they cannot take lightly, the question is, can they sustain that level? Because if they can sustain that level, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. doesn't mean they're a Super Bowl team. There's a difference when you put that caliber word on there. They've got to sustain that level.
When you say that level, is and not just the Lions, but the last couple weeks, they handled the Minnesota Vikings easily. Are the Packers playing the best football you've seen them play all year these last couple of weeks, Woody?
Since the first 2 weeks, for sure. They're playing their best football since they walked into Cleveland week three and just laid a snooze fest, you know. And I think they've recovered that from that. I think what's the big tell now is we've seen this team handle success before this season. It's not the first time. We've seen this team handle success very poorly before this season. Can they flip that script? Did they learn from week three? Did they learn from giving up 40 points and not being able to get off the field week four in Dallas and losing games three by a field goal this season that they shouldn't be losing twice as a double-digit favorite? Did they learn from that? If they did, that's where, you know, there are such things in this league as character losses. You want to win every game, but nobody's going to win every game. If a character loss is something you learn from early in the season, you pocket it and you get better from it, we'll find out if that happened starting this week.
Woody, well, we both acknowledge, and you said it just a second ago, this Packers team is Super Bowl caliber, but they're not Super Bowl team yet. What do they have to do down the stretch, these last five games? They have some good opponents to really build a resume with these last five games. What, in your mind, do they have to do that by the time they go into the playoffs, you say, yeah, that team I feel really good about going to the Super Bowl. Not just can, but I feel really good about them going to the Super Bowl.
You know, I don't want to oversimplify it, but isn't it just play their best? Like, at their best, you tell me, who in this league can they not beat when they're playing at the top of their game? Because they have all that talent. And what does that look like? It looks like Jordan Love balling out four touchdowns and no interceptions, receivers making plays all over the field. They had three fourth down completions, two to Dontavian Wicks. They had Romeo Doubs for a touchdown, and neither of those three were maybe the biggest reception of the game, which was the 51-yarder to Christian Watson. Everyone was involved on offense. The running game looked better. Josh Jacobs, taking that week off against Minnesota, sure seemed to have more spark. 29-yard run, his first 20-yard carry of the year. And then, oh, by the way, on defense, Micah Parsons, right? He is alone in NFL history, five straight seasons starting a career with at least a dozen sacks. The big question is going to be the loss of Devontae Wyatt because, and I've said this, Micah Parsons makes every player on that defense better. Devontae Wyatt is the one player that makes Micah Parsons better. Having that type of potential dominant, disruptive in the middle that he brings makes it so much easier for an edge rusher. So you're not going to have that now. How does that change things? How does that affect things? That is a very real question. But everything else, we saw it on display, both sides of the ball. And, oh, by the way, Brandon McManus made his field goal. He's been good for 2 weeks.
He's back. He's back, baby. Okay, so play their best. Play their best in four out of five games. Play their best every week. Like my thing is, I've been saying the same thing as you just said. The Packers need to play their best. But they got to do that consistently now to finish this season. Do they not? I said for me to feel good, they got to go at least 4-1 down the stretch, playing some pretty good football for me to feel that they can win three in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl or potentially get that one seed and only have to win two.
Yeah, I mean, let's be very clear. Play their best specifically against the Bears. Because five games left, two of them against Chicago. Like, everything's out in front of them. And that's why, you know, I tweeted this on Black Friday. I sit down and watch the Bears-Eagles game, and I'm thinking, as a Packers fan, don't you want the Bears to win this game? Because that helps you. You're knocking down the Eagles 8-4. And whether the Bears won that game or not, you still have to take care of business either way against Chicago. Like, those are the two games. You circle them. You put them in bold. That is where they have to absolutely bring it, both here at Lambeau Field and then 2 weeks when they go down to Chicago. If you lose a close game to the Denver Broncos on the road, I mean, is that going to really swing the needle one way or the other on whether they're a Super Bowl caliber team? I don't think so. I mean, that's one of the best teams in the league, one of the hardest places in the league to play. This schedule is hellacious, but yeah, they just it's against the Bears. The Bears, I get that they're still the weakest strength of schedule in all the NFC. They're the second weakest strength of victory. But when you go into Philadelphia and you win, you cannot be taken lightly anymore. You have announced yourself not just to the conference but to the NFL as a team to be taken seriously. And that's hard to do with the Bears because historically they are not a serious team. They are this year. They're hot. They can beat anyone anywhere, including Philadelphia in Philly. They've got to bring it against this team.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. Ryan, we hear about bulletin board material, and you had Ben Johnson at his introductory press conference saying, I enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. As a beat guy, as somebody who gets to go in that locker room, do you get to see the bulletin board? And if there is any material on there, is there a little extra sauce in this game than what you've experienced in your time as the Packers beat reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette?
No. Sadly, we do not get to see any boards. We do not see the draft board. No. We do not see the bulletin board. We are very boardless when we go into the Packers locker room. However, if you're giving true serum to Matt LaFleur and you got him away from the cameras, he would. I guarantee you. Yeah, he heard what Ben Johnson said, and of course he cares. We've seen him after games many, many times. He does not lack fire. He is a competitive guy. If you get called out by a guy who's never coached a game as a head coach in the NFL before. You've been to two NFC championship games. You've had two MVP seasons with Aaron Rodgers. You've won a lot of games here. You've developed Jordan Love, and this guy who's having a great season in Chicago. He's resurrected the Bears. But this guy's going to call you out before coaching the game? Yeah, that's going to get your attention. But I think in the locker room, I don't think it's that. Christian Watson said it perfectly. Does it add more juice that the fact that the Bears are actually right now the number one seed in the NFC? He said, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, there'd be juice regardless because, you know, there always is with Packers-Bears. It's a good rivalry. And even when the Bears are dormant, you still, as a rival, you like beating up on your rival. But they're in the spot the Packers want to go, not just in the NFC, but obviously in the NFC North. The Packers are all very aware of that. Yeah, this is a different week.
Are we going to get an awkward handshake or a post-game comment when this thing is all said and done?
This is what I can guarantee you. We'll all be watching. You know? I have no idea what that's going to be like, but it's going to be riveting.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those 2-millisecond handshakes, no eye contact made on my way to the locker room. That's probably what we're going to get. And if Matt LaFleur can get a victory with this Packers team, it'll be a little comment made at the podium afterwards about, all right, well, we're 1-0 against the Bears this year.
The classic pass by.
Yeah, I could see something like that. Not a slap on the back, because remember, you don't do slaps on the back. We saw that happen in Detroit one time with Harbaugh, and it ended up very, very bad. So no slaps on the back, just a quick handshake on your way to the locker room. No trouble here. Nothing to see, guys. All right, you said yes, Christian Watson. How important is it that the Packers really look at this Bears team as not your average Bears team? This is not the same team rolling in here that we saw week 18 last year.
Yeah, and everything I heard in the locker room tells me that they won't look at them like their typical Bears team. You know, Xavier McKinney, I asked him point blank, they sneak up on you a little bit? He's like, no, because even last year, they were 5-12, but last year he felt like they were a pretty good team that was much better than the record. And then they hire Ben Johnson, who was the golden boy of the NFL coaching carousel back in January. And Xavier McKinney just kind of figured, okay, they're going to be in contention now. Now, why would that be? Why would it be that a team that was 5-12, the Packers felt, were better than their record? Could it possibly be because in the regular season finale last year, in a game that the Packers had something to play for in terms of playoff seeding, a game that didn't go according to script, obviously Jordan Love got hurt. Malik Willis had to come in. Malik Willis didn't play the way that he played all season. There were issues in that game. Christian Watson tore his ACL. But still, they were playing for something, and the Bears beat them in their home. The Bears had lost 11 straight to Matt LaFleur, and they finally won. And I remember thinking, as that Chicago last-second field goal splits the uprights, and it goes from Packers up 22-21 to Bears winning 24-22, and they're celebrating, they're flooding the field from the sideline. I remember thinking, oh boy. Because when you have your rival on the mat, you best not let them up. You best not give them belief. I really think it's very similar to when the Packers went to the Lions in 2022, and they lost that game. And afterwards, Aaron Rodgers said, this is a game against a team that we should not lose to. And that was really the resurrection of everything we've seen from the Lions. I think that that game last year in the regular season finale was a precursor to everything we've seen this season. You let a team off the ropes. You let a team off the mat, and you can't do that against your rival. So the Bears are coming into this game not just with the one seed, the NFC, the NFC North, not just at 9-2, 9-3, whatever their record is. They're coming in with belief, and that is a dangerous thing.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon. What is the biggest problem that the Bears pose for the Packers in this game? Is it that running game?
It's hard not to say no, because we just saw what they did against Philadelphia, and that was damn impressive given how good the interior defensive front, defensive line is for the Eagles. But I do think that there's something about this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams marriage. He's always had all the talent. I mean, even last year, you could see with Caleb Williams, he can make any throw, make any play. It's never been a lack of talent. It's just about getting him to play the position better. And Matt LaFleur said it himself. Caleb Williams made as big of a jump as any quarterback in the league year one or year two this season. And Ben Johnson has a lot to do with that. And Xavier McKinney was waxing on and on about the creativity with Ben Johnson, how difficult he is to defend. And really, you know, the way he described it, it's a copycat league. And so every coach is going to take plays from everyone else. But what Ben Johnson does is he does that, but then he adds a wrinkle. So he makes it look like, oh, this is a play we've seen before. But that little wrinkle makes it different. And as David McKinney said, you have to play very honest against this offense. You cannot assume anything. You have to read your keys no matter what you see. You got to be diligent with your assignments, because if you're not, Caleb Williams will hurt you. He has that kind of talent, and Ben Johnson has brought out the best in him as a quarterback. So I think it starts there. The other side, the Bears, very much like the Packers last year, they feast on turnovers. So play clean. You know, we've seen the Packers offense mostly play clean. They're one of the better teams in the league at avoiding turnovers, but they will hurt you because the Bears are hunting for
them. Woody, when you talk to the players in there, Xavier McKinney, do you get a feel about how they expect the Bears to come in here and play? Do they expect them to come in here and try and be physical, or do they think that, you know, they're the more physical team this year with the way that this defense has been revamped with Micah Parsons and so on and so forth?
I think the Packers all season have known what they have in their locker room. They've sensed the same thing that we've seen, which is that they have Super Bowl talent. And I don't think that's ever wavered. What I do think is they've had to learn the hard way that that's not enough. And I think they view the Bears as what they are, which is a team that's red hot, the number one seed in the NFC. You know, the two games that they've lost this season as double-digit favorites, to me, were very different. In Cleveland, I think the Packers overlooked the Browns, no question about it. Against the Panthers at home, I don't think they overlooked the Panthers. As Matt LaFleur said after that game, the Panthers had one way they had to play to win that game on the road, and they executed it flawlessly. The Packers did not. They had a lot of empty possessions. They just didn't play well. And sometimes you cannot play well and still not overlook your opponent. That's what the Panthers game was to me. So it's not just about how they look at the Bears. It's, do they execute? Do they finish drives? Do they get off the field? Do they read their keys on defense and prevent Caleb Williams from hurting them with these extended plays? Do they execute this week? To me, is every bit and probably even bigger than how they view the Bears. I think they view them as the one seed. I mean, they see the record.
Okay, last week, and this is my last one for you, Woody, Dontavian Wicks, kind of breakout game for him, but you mentioned it. It was key contributions by everybody. If you were going to have to pick that one player that was going to step up and be the skill player for the Packers in this game to really win it for him, who would you pick and why?
This week, every week, I think it is very clear that their wide receiver one is Christian Watson. I think the Packers, if you look at the stat sheet, they've noticed that in the past 2 weeks. Christian Watson has 17 targets the last 2 weeks against the Vikings and Lions. And in every other game since Pittsburgh that he'd returned from that torn ACL, he didn't have more than four, five. So really, and that five, by the way, came.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Came against the New York Giants 3 weeks ago, so he has the 2 touchdowns, including the game winner in New York. And then the next 2 games, he has 17 targets, 10 targets in Detroit. You're seeing very similar to Tucker Kraft. You're seeing Christian Watson's usage in the passing game incrementally increase, and 10's the right number. I mean, you can't throw to Christian Watson right now enough, not just because he takes the top off of that 51-yard touchdown in Detroit, but his progress in the intermediate passing game, his progress as a possession receiver, a guy that you can throw to keep the chains moving and not just get that big play, which he always had going back to his rookie year in 2022, that makes him well-rounded. That means that you can go to him for anything. He's got to be your number one, and I think the Packers are realizing that.
Jaden Reed coming back this week?
I would think so. We'll see, though. You know, it's practice today. We haven't seen it yet. Practice in the next 3 days. We'll track his progress in practice, but I think that the fact that they had this long bye week, there's many bye weeks, a long weekend, that gives him a chance.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, on Twitter, @ByRyanWood, and frequently right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate the time. We will talk again next week, my man.
All right, take care.
We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we got to talk about that wide receiver room. Suddenly, very healthy and crowded in that wide receiver room. How will it all shake out? We'll talk about that next. It is 9 to noon. He's John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We're on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.